God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. Do you feel the Holy Spirit? I can feel it. I can feel the power of the Holy Spirit. What a beautiful day that we have right now. You are in the right place. Tell your neighbor, you are in the right place. This is the perfect place because the presence of the Holy Spirit is here. You are better than other people that are out there because you are the sons and daughters of God. We are the sons and daughters of God. The Holy Spirit is in us, who lead us every day, who teach us every day, who gave us breath, every breath of our hearts, every beat of our hearts, it belongs to God. That's why we cannot boast in ourselves, because we don't owe anything. God owns everything. God owns everything. Every single in your life, He owns it. That's why we need to praise Him and give Him thanks every day. Hallelujah. I think I lost it. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you lose it. You know, we have a brother that went to our Lord right now. He was here last week. I was talking to him last week over there. His name is Brother Vic. And when I was talking to him, I told him, God is good, brother. And he said, yes, all the time. And then we have an altar call that week, and then he went to the front. And I was behind him praying. And I didn't even know that he was going home. No one knows. Maybe tomorrow, later today, you're going home. Or I'm going home. But the good thing about that, we have the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. No matter what happened, you're going home with Him, not in the lake of fire. And I feel sorry for those people who goes to the lake of fire because they ignore the Lord Jesus. They ignore the Word of God. This is the Word of God. This is the life. This is the power of life. This is the one brings life to us. So please open this when you have a chance every single day. Put in your hearts. Install it into your hearts. Memorize it. It will give you the feeling that you never feel before. Who amongst you that doesn't feel the Holy Spirit? Raise your hand. I don't see any hands, right? It means everyone, they feel the Holy Spirit. Can you stand, please, right now, please, everyone? Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah! My son, children, you know my word, you know my voice. If you hear it, you will follow me. For I am your God who created you. From the very start of the beginning of this world, you were there before me already. I already knew you. What is this world that will give it to you? Nothing. But I will give you that no one can give you. My son Jesus. My son Jesus. My son Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your goodness, for your mercy,
for your loving kindness. For you can see our hearts. You can tell our thoughts. You can read in everything that we have. You know our future. Father, we put it into your hands. Every single life here right now, because it belongs to you. Lord, teach us to number our days, to humble our hearts. Father, teach us to know you more, less of us. Because, Lord, more of you is more blessing, more beautiful things that we'll have. Father, thank you for your word, the powerful word that you will bestow to us today. And we will receive and we claim it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody say, amen. Amen. Now you can sit down, please. Every time I stand here in the pulpit, I cry because I cannot control myself. Because the Holy Spirit is pushing me to cry. Like Prophet Jeremiah, right? He always cries when he says something. Because I cannot hold it. I cannot embrace it, the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, no matter what, how brave you are as a man, but the Holy Spirit is more powerful than you. Because when he touched you, he gave you the power. Touch your fellow neighbor, because the power comes from you also. That the Holy Spirit is in you. You transfer the power of the Holy Spirit to your neighbor. The comfort of the Holy Spirit transferred to you. Amen? Amen. God is good. All the time. All the time. Amen. Hallelujah. We will study about keeps God's command. You will see this in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 to 29. My clicker. I'm looking for my clicker. It's in my pocket, see? That's how it is. Sometimes you get crazy. Hallelujah. Who is John? Well, most of us that doesn't know who is John. John is the beloved disciple of Christ. That one of the 12 disciples is also the John the Elder. He's also John the Beloved. He's also, they call him John of Patmos. And also he wrote the book of the fourth gospel. And the first and second and third John. And also the Revelation. John is teaching us too many in his book. If we study the book of John, it is emphasized his letter wrote to his fellow believer, to us, to churches, as a warning when he wrote this book. In this epistle, the Apostle John addresses the dangerous spread of apostate influences in the churches because too many false prophets, false teaching, false. So be careful with those poles. He warned the saints to have no fellowship with darkness because as a believer, you are the light of the world. So there's no way you are fellowshipping with the darkness. Amen? So he warned us. So instead, we need to stay safety in the gospel of light. So your Bible is also the light, brings light to us. Studying the book of John can help you become more discerning. He will give you a gift of discerning. What is false is what is right, especially false teaching about our Lord Jesus Christ. Some will say the Lord Jesus Christ is not the Lord. He's only the Messiah. He's only Some will say he's only a teacher. But the book itself says he is God. Amen? And the following John's counsel can help you to maintain close fellowship with the Lord as you abide in truth. So we need to abide in truth. In addition, studying this book can help you come to understand the great love of Heavenly Father as for each of His children, for us, which He manifested by offering His only Son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice and Savior for all mankind who will receive Him. So everyone here receive Him already? If you don't receive Him, I'll tell you, if you die later today, you go straight to hell without Jesus Christ. I will be boldly to say this because it's the truth. Without Jesus Christ, receiving Him as your Lord and Savior, and if you die in a minute or in a second, you go straight to lake of fire. So we must receive Him. Amen? Amen. Everyone here receive Him already? Can I see the hands? Can I see the hands? If you don't raise your hand, just kidding. Hallelujah. What is the command of God? Is this the Ten Commandments of God or the New Testament that summarized in the two? Yes, it is. But if you read the Bible, there is a lot that God's command us. The Bible is the command of God. This is the command of God. When you read this, a lot of things they will tell you. Don't do this, don't do that. You know, do this for your good, you know, for your own good. Don't do that for your own good. That's why the Bible is very important. This is the manual of our life. This is the direction of our life. This is the navigation of our life. If you use navigation a lot, you must use this a lot because you won't lose where you're going. Okay? You will go direct to the Father and you will know the way. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, right? Hallelujah. The Ten Commandments, most of us, maybe we don't memorize this, or some of that we know a little, but we will touch this a little bit. And number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. You will find this in Exodus chapter 20. God wants what is best for us. If we put something else before Him in our life, it is harder for Him to bless you. He wants to bless us, but it's kind of feel like, why will I bless people if they walk in the darkness? Because those who walk in the darkness is the enemy of God. I used to be an enemy of God when I was in the darkness. But thank God He saved me. Someone came to me and shared the good news. And when they shared the good news to me, it went to my heart. And I realized I need the Lord Jesus Christ. And I used to bow a lot of gods before. It's like the Chinese people. Even the Indian people, they have a lot of gods. Even a small insect, they worship. Right? But we know Jesus. He's the only one God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen? Number two, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Anything that you make image is not pleasing in the eyes of God. Because God is a jealous God. He got the right to jealous. Amen? Sometimes we are jealous for those other people. But God is jealous, is a divine jealous. Because He is a holy God. Anything you worship more than God is a graven image, car, clothes, sports car. Our jobs are dangerous things to worship because they can go away.
But God will never go away. And that's why it's better for us to only worship Him. Okay? Sometimes we worship our car, especially if it's brand new. You don't want anyone to touch it. And every day you wash it. Right? You clean it. And that car is going to be old someday. And nothing brings happiness to you. Because the joy of the Lord that brings true joy in your life. Not the things in this world. Not the car, not your job, not of nice clothes, you know. Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Don't use that. Some people, they use the name of the Lord for nothing. This can mean using God's name like a swear word. Or it can mean saying you are a Christian, but not living or acting like Jesus would want you to act. So you must be careful how we act and how we speak. Sometimes you make other people struggle because the way you talk. Hopefully you make them bless. You know? Hopefully you are a blessing to them. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sunday or the Sabbath day is the day that we can go all to church and worship Him. And you are in the right place right now. Because the day of Sabbath day is the Lord's day. He gave us 6 days to enjoy, to go to work. But His day, it must be only His day. Don't make His day your day. Okay? You're committing sin if you make His day your day. Okay? Honor thy father and thy mother. Kids, children, honor your mother and your father. Honor your mother and your father. Jesus said this because He Himself knows when He was here. He had a mother and He had a father when He was here. And He honored them. So we must honor our mother and father. Some of you know no more mother and father. They passed away already, right? It's me, like me. It's hard not to have a mother or father on your side anymore because sometimes when you have problem, you run to them, right? So you run to God first before you run to your mother and father. Thou shalt not kill. It's a simple, important rule for anyone. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Man or woman makes promises to each other when they married. That's why it's a holy when you go to this altar with your partner to be married, to get married. It's a holy, not a joke. Sometimes they use that as a joke. Oh, let's get married in the drive-thru, right? You go to Vegas, you got married in the drive-thru. And then the next drive-thru is a divorce. After they go to the first window, get married. And then they go to the next window, let's get divorced. That's how fast it is. The marriage, sometimes they make it a joke. But it's a serious matter. Once you marry a one person, you're stuck with that person for life in this world. But after that, we're stuck in heaven. The place there's no more pain. Amen? The promises are important and breaking them causes deep sadness. Keeping those promises help men and women have happy marriage and happy lives. See? See, who is this have been 30 years been married together? Nobody? Nobody? Amen. Yeah. 20 years, 10 years, right? Happy and blessed, right? We've been married for how many years? I forgot. Sometimes you forgot because your brain is not working at all. Thou shalt not steal. It is important to God that His children are honest with each other. Taking anything that doesn't belong to you is stealing, and it's against His commandments. Do not steal. When you're a kid, sometimes you steal candies in the stores because you're a kid. But when you get old, you know what's wrong and right. So don't steal. Number 9, thou shalt not bear false witness against our neighbor. This one is about honesty. If you lie to someone, you're bearing false witness and may cause you harm to yourself and to your others. See? You harm yourself and to others when you lie. 90% of those lawyers are liars. Lawyer, lawyers, liars, liars. I didn't say everyone. Maybe 90%. Maybe 10% only are good lawyers. Because sometimes when you go to the lawyers, they will twist the truth, right? And the wrong thing, they will make it right. And the right thing, they make it wrong. They make you lie. So be careful when you go to the lawyer. Make sure the lawyer is a Christian lawyer. Okay? Number 10, thou shalt not covet. Don't buy a Corvette, okay? If you lose the R, it's become covet. To covet means to be jealous of something someone else has that you want. You want it desperately. Coveting makes a person miserable and keeps them from putting God's first. This commandment helps keep you from falling into this bad habit. Okay? And that's the Ten Commandments. Now we go to the two commandments that God, the Lord Jesus, summarized it into two. In the book of Matthew 22:37-39, they asked him, what is the greatest command? And Jesus said, thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all your what? Make it loud. Heart. With all your what?
Soul.
With all your what?
Mind.
Amen. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Do you love your neighbor? How do you love your neighbor? You cannot love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. It's hard to love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. You must love yourself. But first, you must love God first. Above all, love God first. And then love yourself. Then you will learn how to love your neighbor. Amen? There's three things that we can do to follow God's command. We will be end here at least like 2 hours. So sorry for your lunch. I didn't have a breakfast. So right now is lunchtime. I will make it quick. Thank you for coming, brother, sister. Number one, live as Jesus lived. Walk the way God's walk. What will Jesus do? Okay? Think about that. Live as Jesus lived. My dear children, so children, are you there? Where's the children? They're not here. Oh, they have the fellowship. Oh, they have they own the activities there. I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous.
He himself is the sacrifice that atoned for our sin, and not only our sin, but the sin of all the world. And we can be sure that we know him if we obey. Say obey. So we must what?
Obey.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. That's why when my wife said, stop, I stop. Because otherwise, it's going to be a war. His commandments. Someone claims, I know God, but doesn't obey God's commandments. That person is a lawyer. I'm sorry, a liar. He's not living the truth in the truth. Is that right? Many people, they say that, I know God, I know God. But you can see the way they act, the way they live. You cannot be, you know. But those who obey God's word, who? God's word. But those who obey the God's word truly show how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in him. Those who say they live in God should live their life as Jesus did. When you see the person next to you is not doing the live of Jesus the way it is, warn them or pray for them right away. Or sometimes you yourself, you don't do that, you must pray for yourself too or ask somebody to pray for you. You know? It's hard without the Holy Spirit always take over your life. That's why every morning when I wake up, Lord, lead me. Take over me, like the song, take over my life, right? Breathe in me, because the Holy Spirit breathing inside of us is living in us, inside in our hearts. If we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, your life is be easy. Even there is a hard way, it's going to be easy for us because Jesus is in the front, is driving your life. He is our driver. We're just the passenger. Amen? Okay. One, live as Jesus lived means A, more Jesus and less of you. More and more. Diba? More Jesus. I want to know more about Jesus and less of me. Sometimes more of us, less of Jesus. Not sometimes, all the time. We must change that. We must more of Jesus and less of us. We need to know more about Jesus and less of focus on ourselves. In Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. How beautiful it is, the promise of God in this Matthew 6:33. Everything shall be added unto you. If you seek his first. Amen? Let us have a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. In John 10:27-28, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So listen to his voice. If you know the voice of the Lord, listen very carefully because it's for your own good. No one can snatch them away from me. Says the Lord. That's how we are secure in the hands of God. Amen? Let us see. Fear God. If you fear the Lord, this fear is a divine fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and good understanding. If you fear him, he will give you knowledge and wisdom and good understanding of the Word of God. You won't understand the Word of God if you are not fearing God. If you fear him first, before your husband, your wife, you know the sense, the result. It's better. But if you fear your spouse first before God, it's a mess. It's a mess. Or you fear your boss, your employer, it's a mess. You must fear God in everything. He will direct you in the right path. Amen? Number two, live in the light of God's love for each other. Live in the light of God's love for each other. A new commandment? Dear friends, I'm not writing a new commandment for you. Rather, it is an old one you have had from the very beginning. These old commandments to love one another is the same message you heard before. It's like what you're hearing right now. Yet it is also new. Jesus lived in the truth of this commandment, and you also are living it. For the darkness is disappearing, and the true light is already shining. Your light is shining. Tell your neighbor, your light is shining. You know, when it shines, it gives attention to others. Your neighbor can see that. Sometimes you cannot see yourself, but other people can see that the light shine on you. And sometimes a lot of people, they ask you, hey, brother, what is your secret? Why? We have a lot of problems, but you don't look like I have a problem. Because I'm the problem. Just kidding. You know, the light shine on us when you have the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter where you go, they can tell right away, especially those unbelievers. They can tell, wow, look at that guy. Oh, look at that girl. Why she had like kind of shallow something in his face? Because the light shine on her. Number nine, the verse number nine. If anyone claims I'm living in the light but hates fellow sister or brother or believer, you are a liar again. You become a lawyer. And this person is still living in the darkness. They claiming I'm living in the light. Light, yeah, there's a lot of light in the Las Vegas. A lot of light there, especially at night, right? You can see the beautiful lights over there. Yeah, I'm living in the light. That's a light. They're waiting for the... It's not going to happen. Don't make it easy for you. Amen? But anyone who hates fellow believer is still living and walking in the darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blinded by the darkness. Because the darkness blinded us when we don't know Jesus Christ yet. But because the Lord Jesus is the light, He gave us the light. I'm writing to you who are God's children. We are the children of God. There's a song, we are the world. No, we are not the world. We are the Word of God. We are the children of God. That song is wrong. If I can rewrite it, I will say, we are not the world. We are the Word of God. Amen? You are the Word of God. Because we bring Jesus in our hearts. Amen? Because your sins has been forgiven through Jesus Christ, I'm writing to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ who existed from the beginning. I am writing to you who are young in the faith because you have won the battle with the evil one. I have written to you who are God's children because you are the Father. You know the Father. I have written to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ who existed from the beginning. I have written to you who are the young in faith because you are strong. God's word lives in your heart. Say, God's word lives in your hearts. See, I didn't make it up later. Yes,
Earlier, I didn't make it up that. It's in the Word of God. It's in the Bible. It says, God's Word lives in your heart. It's a lot of word in here that I keep. So when trouble comes, I open it. Which one? Oh, the Lord is my strength. I can do everything, right? Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain, right? You must have that. Number two, live in the light of God's love for each other. A, we are the light of the world. Like I said, we are the light of the world, of this world. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have walked in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. The light that leads to life. It's beautiful. That's how beautiful light is that God given to us. It's a big, big privilege to us that we become the light of the world. Amen? Because Jesus is in us, that we carry the light. Don't cover the light, okay? Let it shine. B, we must love one another as Jesus loved us. Loving one another in 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Dear friend, let us continue to love one another, for the love comes from God. Anyone who loves is child of God and knows God. But anyone who doesn't love does not know God, for God is love. Like I said before, you must love God first, and everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be beautiful in your life. Sometimes we know someone that he will tell you, I love you. Is it from the heart or from your lips? We must say it out loud. Comes from your heart, not from your lips, okay? Because you become a lawyer again. Number three, the last point. See, I'm taking it so quick, huh? Only 12:20. I thought we were going to be done by 2 hours. Don't love the worldly ways. In John, 1 John 2:15 to 29, don't love the worldly ways. A lot of teenagers, they love the worldly ways. A lot of kids right now, you can see them TikTok. Like TikTok. Sometimes a Christian, you can see that on the Facebook, they do TikTok. It's crazy. I feel so ashamed of those people. They danced like that. I don't know. Now I don't know how to dance. Before, I'm a good dancer. But now I don't know how to dance because I don't want to follow the world. Right? Because if you follow what the world's offer to you, your life is going to be miserable. Become mess. But if you follow the word of God, think about the word and the world. If you put L on the word, you become a worldly person. If you take it out, the L, you love the word of God. Say W-O-R-D. And if you put the L, you become worldly people. So don't let the L go on your word. But love God. Amen? Do not love this word, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievement and possession. The pride of life, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. These are the three things that we must aware of. These are not from the Father, but from this world. And this world's fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Beautiful. If you love the world, it doesn't bring you to anything. You will end up nothing. But if you love the Word of God, I'm telling you right now, you will be blessed and you are in the right position. You are in the right decision if you love the Word of God. Warning about Antichrist. Dear children again, children, the last hour is here. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and already many such Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that the last hour has come, that these people left our churches, but they never really belonged with us. There's a lot of people that used to be in the church and left. So they are not belong to us. They belong to others. I don't know which others. These people left our church, but they never really belonged to us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proves that they did not belong with us. But you are not like that. You are not like that. Tell your neighbor, you're not like that. You are better than that. You are not like that. For the Holy One has given you His Spirit, and all of you know the truth. Do you know all the truth? Nothing but the truth? Only the truth? When you swear God? That's why when you go to the court, you put your hands on the Bible, right? Nothing but the truth, only the truth. But sometimes they come out lie, right? Lie. So I'm writing to you not because you don't know the truth, but because you know the difference between truth and lies. See, if you don't know the difference between the truth and lies, you better have someone to teach you. And who is a liar? Who is a liar? Anyone who say that Jesus is not Christ, he is a liar. Anyone who denies the Father and the Son, he is an antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son doesn't have the Father either, but anyone who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. So you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and with the Father. For the Father and the Son are one, and also the Holy Spirit. So if you know the Father, you know the Son. And you know the Son, you know the Holy Spirit, and you know the Father. And in this fellowship, we enjoy the eternal life He promised us. I'm writing these things to warn you about those who want to lead you astray, but you have received the Holy Spirit, and He lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Holy Spirit itself teaches us for everything that you need to know. And what He teaches is true. It is not a lie. So just as He has taught you, remain in the fellowship with Christ. The Holy Spirit won't teach you lie. The Holy Spirit always teach you the truth, and the truth shall set you free from anything. Amen? So we have the Holy Spirit already. So every time you have a question, don't ask me. Ask the Holy Spirit. Okay? Don't call your pastor. Hey, pastor, what is this? What is that? Ask the Holy Spirit. Will teach you. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit itself, it will tell you everything. It will reveal to you everything. The things that you don't know before, He will tell you. That's how miraculous it is. The powerful of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God, the Bible itself, it's alive. Not dead. And now, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ so that when He returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from Him in shame. Since we know that Christ is righteous, we also know that all who do what is right are God's children. So if you are God's children, do what is right in the name of the Lord. Amen? Number three, and letter A, don't waste your time in worldly things. In Ecclesiastes, it's hard to pronounce this sometimes, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, that King Solomon wrote this, everything is vanity, meaningless. Vanity, vanity, meaningless. Everything you see under the sun is nothing. It will be fade away, like what the word said. In Colossians 3, 1 to 2, since you have been raised a new life with Christ, set your sight on the realities of heaven. Focus, it means focus your eyes on the heaven, heavenly things, where Christ sits in the place of the honor of God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things on earth. Many people think about a lot of things in earth. What can I eat later? Or what can I wear? Or what can I buy? Think more about Jesus. Because people are craving and craving. They never stop craving for the world. Like I said before, the world, there is nothing good out there that it will give you. It will perish you. It will destroy you. But on the other hand, the Word of God itself, will give you everything. Beautiful and satisfying soul that you won't ever see that before. What a beautiful life that we have. When you receive Jesus Christ, you have a beautiful life already. Because Jesus changed our life. So don't waste our time for those things that are useless. Now, letter B, the world cannot offer you anything out of good but to destroy you. Mark 8:34-38. Then calling the crowd to join his disciple, he said, if anyone you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. You know why he said that? Take up your cross. That cross is the Word of God. That cross is Jesus Christ himself. And follow me. It means take the Word of God. Bring it with you. Bring the Word of God with you. And carry it wherever you go. And follow me. If you try to hang on your life, you will lose it. But if you try to give your life for the sake of God, you will save it. See how beautiful it is? So don't waste your time for something that you know is a waste of time. Sometimes we waste a lot of time watching in TV. Sometimes the TV gets tired of you. If he can say something, he gets tired of you. Turn it off! I've been on for 4 hours, 6 hours, and you're not even watching, you're sleeping already. So turn it off. Turn it on. The light, the good news. Read the Bible. For his sake, for God's sake. Because nothing that the world can give you good. That's why he said, if you want to follow me, carry my word. Carry me. And you will know and understand me a lot. And you get to know me more and less of you. Because knowing more about him and less of us is a beautiful thing that you can do in your life. Did I read that one?
Is anything worth more than your soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message is this, adulterous and sinful days, the Son of Man will be ashamed on that person when he returns in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. That's all we need. What benefits you, especially your Holy Spirit, the Spirit that lives in you, not the flesh. This one day will go back to the grave, to the sand, to the dirt. But my soul will go home to the Lord. And I don't want my soul to go to the hell. And no one here wants to go to hell, right? Hell you. Don't go there. I don't want you in my life. Go to hell. Use yourself. Your hell, hell, go to hell. Don't bother me, right? Sometimes the hell that bother you, you know, because he wants someone to bring it with him. Satan. He's trying his best, but he's a loser already. He had a big L in his forehead. Loser. And we have a big B in our head. Victorious. Amen? Amen. We are victory. Like Brother Vic. He's in heaven right now. And he's smiling right now. You know why he's smiling? Because he sees his family is here. And he said, oh, they were in the right place. Go ahead, Brother Art. Pastor Art, preach them, preach them. Tell them the news, the good news. The good news is the Lord Jesus Christ itself. For he is the one who gives life. In Romans 12:2, and be not fashioned according to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do not be conformed to this world. Conforming to this world is bad, but you must be transformed like a transformer, right? You know, that's why the Autobots, let's transform. Because the enemy is near, right? So we must be transformed by renewing again our mind. Because the mind is the perfect place where the enemy attack us. The sin starts here. When you see someone, dude, you don't want to see it because you commit sin already. Right? Be careful what you think. So that's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, install a lot of word in your heart. So when the temptation comes, open it, take it out. The Lord is my strength. Right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. All right? You have the tools. You have the power that God given to you, the Holy Spirit. My question is, are you saved or not? If you're not, it's a big problem. Big, 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 big problem. But if you're not saved, see you in heaven. Amen? Like Brother Big, he's in heaven waiting for us. Right? Hallelujah! Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you for your good news that you always given to us. That you always chase us with your goodness. Father, thank you for your goodness. Oh, you're chasing us every day. You never leave us nor forsake us because you love us so much. And you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to give us life, to give us the light, to give us the salt of this world. And you gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us every day, to teach us every day. Father, thank you for your beautiful day that you've given to us. Father, We are so grateful. And we believe that you are going to do something miraculous in our life, that you will change our decision, that you will change our mind, and you will renew our mind with your word, with full of knowledge and wisdom and good understanding with your Holy Spirit. We rebuke the work of the devil in our life. And we don't need you, Satan. You are a loser. You are defeated. We are the warrior of God, and we are victorious already. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody say, Amen. Amen.